Hello?
Yes, hello. I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Surveys. How are you doing today?
All right.
Fantastic. Sir, I'm not selling anything. I'm actually conducting what you say, voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. We have a few minutes to help us out.
Yes.
Perfect. May I know what is your birth?
Excuse me?
May I know what is the year of your birth?
71.
71, perfect. And what is your race? White, black, African-American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino?
African-American.
African-American, okay.
Yeah.
Now, is in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Democrat? Okay. And
yeah.
Do you consider yourself a strong or a not strong Democrat?
Strong.
Strong?
Perfect. Yes.
And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade or below, high school graduate, some college, associate degree, bachelor degree, master's degree, a professional degree, a doctorate?
12th grade.
12th grade, okay. And are some questions about how you think things are going in your community and the country, okay? When thinking about the direction in which Georgia is, headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, so what unsatisfied or very unsatisfied with the direction in which Georgia is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied, okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Brian Kemp is doing as a governor? And will you say you strongly or so what approve or disapprove?
I wouldn't say I approve, but I disapprove.
Neither approve or nor disapprove or disapprove? Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove.
Disapprove? Oh, okay. And how favorable or unfavorable are your opinions on each of the following, okay? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold or neutral, or 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you never have heard of a person, group, tell us that as well.
Okay.
All right? Now, for example, we will start with Tim Scott. 0 to 10, do you think it's very cold? That's 0. Neutral will be 5. Very warm and favorable will be 10. Neither, what of them, or you don't know. Well, we'll start with Tim Scott. What do you think? How do you feel?
I don't know Tim Scott.
You don't know? Don't know. Okay. What about Joe Biden?
Nine.
Okay. What do you think about Kamala Harris? How do you feel?
Nine. Yes.
9-2. Brian Kemp.
2.
How much? How do you feel?
Two.
Okay. Let's say Ron DeSantis.
0.
Donald Trump?
0.
0. And Republicans in Congress?
2.
2%. Okay, perfect. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in election, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, when 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, right, to make changes on the issues that matter to you. So,
10? Yes.
Excellent. Now, how will you describe black political power since 2020? Will you say it is much more powerful, somewhat more powerful? There's no difference. It's somewhat less powerful, or it's much less powerful?
Somewhat powerful.
Okay. Somewhat powerful. Okay. Now, we know it's a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to build in the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state of local offices? Using a scale of 0 to 10, whereas 0 means you definitely will not build, or 5 means there's like 50-50, and 10 means that you will vote, right?
10, I'll always vote.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Will you say that you care a great deal? A little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected president in 2024?
Yeah, I care very much who's president in 2024.
It's a great deal.
Yeah.
Now, and if the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state of local officials were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third party candidate, or will you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
Biden.
Now, yeah. For something a little different, has your life gotten better, gotten worse, or stayed about the same since Joe Biden became president?
Better.
Gotten better. Now, I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that definitely you should be one of the Democrats. It means that definitely should be one of the Democrats. Top priority to improve your community, and 0 means that definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve, which is your community. You can use any number between 0 to 10, okay? Now, we will start with student loan debt. 0 to 10? 0 means
10.
Jobs and wages?
10.
Awesome. Climate change?
What was that?
Climate change.
Oh, yes, 10.
10. Health care?
10.
10. Abortion access?
10.
10. And reducing racism and discrimination?
Yes, 10.
10 also. Awesome. Now, I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each one of them. That's a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means issue has definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means the issue has definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities, right? We will start with student loan debt. 0 to 10?
10.
10. Jobs and wages?
10.
10. Climate change?
10.
10. Healthcare?
10.
10. Abortion access?
10.
10. And again, reducing racism and discrimination?
10.
10. All right. Now, I'm going to read you a list of laws the Biden administration and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years for each law. Please tell me if it has impacted your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all. We will start with the American Rescue Plan committed over $40 billion to expand the American workforce by improving the diversity and apprentice programs and expanding access to the workforce for underserved populations. Do you think it's a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, or never heard of it?
Fair amount. Fair amount.
All right. We will continue with a proclamation of on granting pardon for the offense of simple possession of marijuana. President Biden pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession and urge governors to do the same. What do you think? It's a great deal, so fair amount, not that much, not at all. We'll never heard about it.
Fair deal.
It's a fair deal? Okay.
Yeah.
Now we will continue, and we'll be the last for this part. The Department of Justice just recently charged the 5 Memphis officers responsible for killing Tyre Nichols with federal civil rights violations. I think it's a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all. Never heard of it.
Great deal.
It's a great deal. Okay, perfect. Now, we're about 70% complete. We're almost done, but we'll continue. At the moment, we are in the part where it says we are almost – now, I'm going to read you some reasons that black voters have said are convincing reasons to support the Biden-Harris ticket in 2024. Please rate each reason on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that extremely convincing reason to vote in November 2024, and 0 means the opposite, right? It is not at all convincing reason to vote in November. You can select any number from 0 to 10. Now, we will start with black Georgians helped elect President Biden in 2020. Since then, he's accomplished a lot of that will help our communities. He's passed policies that supported us during the pandemic that will expand our internet access and that lowers the cost of critical prescription drugs in 2024. We can vote again for the president and get even greater investment for ourselves, our families, and our communities. 0 to 10?
10. 10?
Extremely convincing for you. Now, next one, it says that black Georgians have the power to determine our futures by electing who represents us in government. When it comes to electing our next president in 2024, we have a clear choice. We will continue to move forward or will we go backwards? Will we fight for a future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health? Or will we let politicians who want to destroy our freedom to secede? The choice is clear. This is our Georgia. This is our time in 2024. It's up to us to decide our future. 0 to 10?
10.
Extremely convincing. Fantastic.
Yes.
Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. So it is okay if you did not. But I would like to ask you, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate how you feel about this 0 to 10 as well, where 0 means your vote has no power and 10 means that it has power. 0 to 10?
Excellent. 10.
Fantastic. Thank you. Now, we know it's a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local offices using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you definitely will not vote, and 5 means that the opposite, you will definitely vote. 0 to 10?
10.
Awesome. Now, you will say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected in president in 2024.
Great deal.
I imagine. Now, in the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local officials were held today, will you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or a third-party candidate? Will you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Okay. Now, how much do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate election information? We will start with People's Agenda. You think it's a great deal, a fair amount, not much, not at all? You have never heard of
great deal.
It's a great deal.
Great.
What do you think about Pro Georgia?
Pro Georgia.
Yes. Have you heard of them?
No.
No? Okay. What do you think about Fair Count?
Fair Count.
You think? Yes. Mm-hmm.
Never heard of Fair Count.
What do you think about New Georgia Project?
What?
Do you think it's a great deal? It's a fair amount, not that much.
Fair amount.
It's a fair amount. What do you think about local board of election? Do you think it's a fair amount? It's a great deal, not that much, not at all. Have you ever heard of them? It's a great deal.
Great deal.
Secretary of State. You think not much?
Not much.
Black Voters Matter. Do you think it's a great deal? It's a fair amount.
Fair amount.
Fair amount. And also have, which is Fair Fight.
Yes.
What do you think of Fair Fight?
I don't know her.
You
never
know.
Heard of her.
All right.
No.
Now, the next few questions are for just statical purposes only. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very progressive? So what, progressive, moderate, or somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Moderate, all right. Now, do you consider yourself one, heterosexual, or straight, or two, lesbian or gay, or three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Straight.
Straight. Okay. Now, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Married. Okay. Are you the parent or the guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No, all mine's grown.
Okay. And how will you describe your employment status? Will you say that you're employed full-time, part-time, temporarily unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, student, or any other?
Disabled veteran.
I'm sorry?
Disabled veteran.
Disabled, okay. And, well, first of all, thank you for your service, sir, but to continue, we're almost done. We're 93%, so the following question says that if last year, that is 2022, what is your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Do not, we can say between $24,000 and $250,000 or more.
$50,000 or more.
$250,000 or more?
Yes.
Okay. Now, finally, we'd like to invite you to become a Georgia knowledge expert. But what this means is that we would like your opinion on different topics for the remainder of 2023 through December 2024. During this time, we may invite you to participate in focus groups, take short surveys by phone, text, or email, invite you to events going on in your community, and or simply remind you of upcoming elections. As a thank you for serving as a Georgia knowledge expert, we would like to offer you just a $10 Amazon gift card. Would you like to serve as Georgia knowledge expert?
No,
all right, thank you very much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a wonderful day, sir.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Yay, yeah, it's the jacket, it's the jacket.